When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
My name is George Uyafi. Let's now settle for the details. The significant increase in fuel prices over the past month could compound the current economic crisis facing the country. Now, this is based on previous developments and the current data on the economy. There is more in the following Business Desk report.
Based on the current structure of Ghana's economy, any significant increase in fuel prices could trigger other variables also going up. That could also impact on the country going forward. The economy is said to be showing signs of recovery based on the IMF's assessment as of last year. But there are fears that things could get out of hand. Now, the immediate impact could be on transport fares going up. This is because there has been an agreement reached with operators that any time fuel prices go up by more than 10% in a quarter, that should trigger discussions for incrementing fares. Also, if fares go up, that will result in pricing of foodstuff also increasing on the market. That could loosely impact negatively on inflation rates, which already posted some spike in the month of January 2024. The development could also result in the Bank of Ghana increasing the policy rates, which may compound the current situation when it comes to assets and cost of credit in the country. Fuel forms a significant portion of operations of industries, therefore this development also increases their cost of production. But at the time things are slightly improving, this development, if not handled well, will affect the recovery being witnessed.
And that is the Business Desk report. Now, the country may need about $562 billion to achieve full transition to sustainable energy by 2027. Deputy Minister of Energy, Dr. Robert Sobaji, who disclosed this to Joy Business, says this funding, half of that, should come from the private sector. He spoke on the sidelines of the Jimpa PRC policy dialogue to mark the World Sustainable Day in Accra.
Ghana, our energy transition is resilience. The energy mix is there to provide clean energy as well as resilience to the energy sector. It will cost us about $562 billion to transition. However, that cost is not coming from government alone. More than 46% of that cost is also coming from private sector and individuals who will be changing their electric motors to more efficient ones, one-star fridges to five-star and all.
Deputy Minister of Energy, Dr. Robert Sobaji. Dean of the University of Cape Coast Business School, Professor John Gachi, has argued that the IMF and the World Bank cannot penalize Ghana and withdraw financial assistance if the country goes ahead to sign the anti-gay bill into law. He made the argument after the finance ministry wrote to President Akufo-Addo advising him not to assent the bill. Professor Gachi said the loan agreement signed with the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund does not reflect this anti-gay bill conditions.
When the IMF deal was signed, there's no indication that there is a condition regarding LGBT. In the same way, when the World Bank loans were being assessed, the only condition that we knew of was Parliament to consider those loans and pass them. And I believe Parliament has done that. So to come at this hour indicating that if we go ahead to sign the bill into law, then all those money will elude us. It does not reflect the terms of the agreement that we signed with the IMF and the World Bank. And what the Ministry of Finance is doing is rather serving as a lobby center against the will of the people.
Economist and Dean of the University of Cape Coast Business School, Professor John Gachi. After 67 years ago, the country gained its political freedom from our colonial masters, the British. But over the years, have we been able to achieve the much talked about economic independence? And why have we struggled to deal with this challenge? Let's hear the thoughts of an economist, Professor Peter Kote, on how we can achieve real economic and financial freedom after 67 years of political independence.
It is good. It's good to have political independence, but we should match this with economic independence. It appears we haven't achieved much success when it comes to economic independence or financial independence. We tend to rely on the West to fix many things. There are a lot of programs that without aid, we cannot pursue them. And I think it's taking us too long to break from this chain, this cycle of poverty, this cycle of dependence. The dependency syndrome doesn't enable any country to develop. It doesn't help any country to, you know, plan and do things that it seeks to do. We ought to break from this chain. Otherwise, we'll be perpetually dependent, and it doesn't make celebrating our independence interesting. We have to break from this chain.
And that is economist Professor Peter Kote. Now, government has admitted that push to move towards green energy is impacting on fresh investments in Ghana's oil sector. The country over the past 2 years has struggled to attract major investors into its oil sector development that is impacting on oil production. Andrew Jepamesa is the Deputy Minister of Energy and incoming or nominated Minister for Tourism.
I'm aware that prior to the Russian war, major OECD countries have taken a decision to move away from oil and gas exploration financing. And so that itself impacted investments in oil and gas across the world. Post or during the war, it became apparent that energy security was also critical as opposed to energy transition. And so the refocus in oil and gas exploration has started again. Of course, the Jubilee Southeast project that was done added 30,000 barrels of oil to our daily production, and that's significant.
Andrew Jepamesa is the Minister Designate for Tourism. The acceptance of African designs is on the rise on the international market, and so is the Ghanaian furniture design company Tekura, whose products are bringing attention to the continent. Managing Director Audrey Forson gives us a tour on the workshop where various products are made, drawing inspiration from African culture.
Audrey Forson is MD of Tekura, the Ghanaian furniture design company, which aims to tell a unique and positive Africa story to the world by giving local traditional crafts contemporary makeovers. The company was started by her parents in the year 2000, making carved items for the export market. Audrey started as an intern in 2008. She was born an artist, and she naturally was drawn to the business. In 2015, she took over the family business. A major part of her work is to oversee production.
We're using a lot of cultural elements, symbols, designs from different ethnic groups in Ghana and around.
So this is like a sword?
Yes, so this is akofena or a sword. In the Ashanti symbols, it's akofena, essentially a sword. It's a symbol of power and authority.
And that's a teaser of our business. Find there'll be more at 1 p.m. today for more details on the Joy Business Van. To get more details on Tekura Company that is actually showing more light or drawing inspiration from the African culture. Let's do some commodity news. Or let's first talk about the currency. And 12 of Ghana cities, 95 pesos should get you a dollar today if you are transacting a business with a commercial bank. So while the Forex Bureau, you get a dollar for 13 Ghana cities, 10 pesos. 16 Ghana cities, 30 pesos should get you a British pound from the Forex Bureaus. And euro, on the other hand, is going for 14 Ghana cedis, 10 pesos. So the commodities market, crude oil this morning, it's going for $82.31. A barrel of gold, on the other hand, is going for $2,175. That is an ounce. Cocoa is doing more than 6,000 dollars, that is a ton, and the commodity prices, Kojo, they are hitting the roof. But the sad part of it is that we are not benefiting that much from it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, as a country, we are quite heavily dependent on our commodities. Yeah. Our entire economy is dependent on